Well, his name was Sir Arlen of Pennytree. You may not remember him. Speaking of member, it's the Watchers on the Couch.
This is a truly pathetic show.
Welcome back to Watchers on the Couch, a deeply unserious podcast for people who don't take the shows they watch too seriously. Today we are talking about Season 1, Episode 2 of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Hard Salt Beef. I'm Tim.
And I'm Mike.
And usually we start the show with a little segment called Too Long Didn't Watch. But I'm not going to do that this episode because the episode's super short and my notes are super short. So we're just going to get right into it with the initial thoughts. Mike, what did you think of this episode?
Oh, man. This episode, even though it was kind of short, it seemed like it was a really huge episode, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, it's another good episode. I do wish these were longer, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having fun with it.
I didn't feel like we were flopping around too much when it comes to the overall story. The only thing about this episode I didn't like was the runtime. You know, it's just over, it was like 33 minutes or something like that, and there's only 6 episodes in the season, I think. So yeah. It's what the fuck was this show delayed for?
I know. That's why I'm like, what the heck? But, I mean, it's good so far. I think they're just going to kind of drag it out. I think this is what we're going to expect from HBO from now on. Like, I guess this is just supposed to be the first novella, you know?
Okay.
I don't know why they call it a novella. You know?
What is a novella? The length of the book. Novella is longer than a short story, but not long enough to be a novel. It's like usually less than 200 pages.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I think this... you could probably do both of them in one season if it was 10 episodes and each were like close to an hour long. But, you know, they're dragging out for as many seasons as they can.
Yeah, we've got a slate for up to 2028 with this Game of Thrones bullshit. So we start off this episode
with a horse. Yeah. Opens with, that's a guy.
That's a guy. Yeah. Dunk is narrating over Sir Arlen, trying to see if any of the lords remember him. And in this episode 2 of Hard Salt Beef, we get to see Arlen's long soft beef as he's taking a leak outside of a cabin.
That's a real broadsword, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
For the broads.
Wow. Hey. I enjoyed it too.
Oh, Sir Arlen always carries his lance with him. More like Sir Arlance. Am I right?
It's got to be a fake dick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
For sure.
Yeah.
So this is the second Game of Thrones esque season in a row where we've got fake dicks hanging out.
Yeah. We know.
Because House of the Dragon Season 2 had that blowjob scene with the fake dick.
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm wondering if, like, this is a canonical, like, Sir Arlen has a huge hog, or if this is unreliable narrator Dunk, and it's, like, in his head, oh, he took me in. He's got a huge pecker.
He was just a little kid when he first saw it, so, you know, he thought it was real big then, you know. I don't know. I mean, goes to show you. I mean, that's why he has a bad night. You know, he was always off balance. You know, he can't keep balance with that thing.
He's always tilting at the joust. We noticed that he has a pretty nasty wound on his wrist.
Yep.
Don't know how that happened. We'll probably find out during the show, or maybe Dunk accidentally cut him with his hard salt beef knife.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Jerky, and he's like, he slips and he fucking cuts the dude's wrist.
Yeah, he probably accidentally, when they're fighting, you know, when they're practicing, I would guess maybe it happened then.
He fucking swings hard, Dunk.
Yeah.
he's a great fighter as he's bludgeoning him down.
That's probably, you know what, it was probably something more stupid, you know, like he was always whoring and stuff. Maybe he didn't pay someone and you know, they cut him or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because he gives his pennies away to the people.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was, it took me off guard. I guess next week we'll see somebody's fucking open asshole. Yeah. Since Dunk
Goatsy of Thrones.
Yeah, since Aang is something like, oh, take his fucking, you know, turn his asshole into a lancehole.
Yeah.
So that's what the show's going to open with next week. Big old lancehole.
Yeah. Old lance. But yeah, none of these, not Sir Dondarrion or Sir fucking Hightower. None of these people remember poor Arlen.
Yeah.
The huge.
Yeah, he can't find anyone. Poor guy.
So Egg asks if is he a shitty knight?
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't a knight. He was a dwarf. You know, he's always singing, hi ho, hi ho.
I'm off to find this ho.
Yeah. It's off to go get some whores.
But Duncan insists that someone will remember him, and that's when the Targaryens arrive in Ashford. So Egg decides he's going to fuck off. So, oh, I wonder why.
Uh-huh.
So we get our first cunt of the episode.
Oh, I must have missed it. Flew over my head.
Oh, yeah. Like, when he's asking who's arrived, he tells he asks the little person that. He goes, can't you see the banners, you tall cunt? Or what? Oh. Something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, three. So of them. I don't remember how many was in the first episode.
I think only two.
Two. Yep. We've
pulled by the Baratheon guy.
We have a cunt count of four in this episode. So we're in episode.
I didn't even notice any. How did I not notice any?
I don't know.
That's crazy. All right.
So yeah, we're at a total two episodes in, an hour and 90 minutes of show so far,
yeah.
And we've got six cunts on the cunt count.
Yes. And a big weird.
Yeah, so we meet Baelor, who's heir to the throne, and Baelor Targaryen. I forget who's supposed to be king at this time.
I forget too. So, but he's like next in line, right?
Yes.
And then there's also, oh yeah, they introduce him like, oh, Baelor, blah, 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 blah. And like, they're like, oh yeah. And
here's Maekar.
Yeah, Maekar.
We have one of the other younger guys. I didn't catch this guy's name. I know they said it at some point, but he mistakes Dunk for the stable boy.
That's Maekar.
No. No, Maekar is Baelor's brother. The one whose sons are missing is Maekar.
Oh, okay.
I think. Am I wrong? Oh, shit.
No, I think you're right.
So you make mistakes, Dunk, for the stable boy. And there's lots of that in this show. Two episodes so far. And somebody's been mistaken for a stable boy twice. But then Dunk meets Sir Roland and Sir Donal, which I assume we will be seeing more of. They're Kingsguard knights. And Sir Donal apparently comes from a family of crabbers and is not one of the noble lines of Darklands of Duskendale.
Yeah. And the other guy comes from family of crappers because he has to take a shit.
He has to take a shit. I'm not going to wipe my butt with hay. Dunk sneaks off to the keep and Maker's sons are missing. Daeron and Aegon. So assumably Daeron's the guy that had the dreams in the inn.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess, yeah.
Those are the two sons that are missing, and we know that one of them's Aegon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this the same Aegon that was with Aemon? Aemon's brother?
Yeah.
So where the fuck is Aemon?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious. That's what I'm just curious about. I'm not following, and I don't want to go look up like a fucking family tree because they'll probably kind of spoil some stuff, or I don't know.
Well, not to mention there's not as many branches as there should be on it, so
yeah. And I'll definitely spoil some stuff for House of the Dragon, so I don't want to do that, but
yeah.
Okay.
But apparently we find out that what's his face? Baelor actually remembers Sir Arlen the Pennytree. He had a tourney with him. We found out Arlen never won shit in his entire life.
Mm-hmm. That Baylor, he seems like a nice guy.
He does, which means he must be an absolute monster. But he is, he's very polite, very courteous to everybody. Like, don't insult our host. I said, fuck me, not fuck him.
No, you know what it means. It means he's going to die. Every nice person in Game of Thrones dies. All the bad people always stay alive.
Except Dunk.
Is he going to die?
Well, he'll die eventually.
Yeah, eventually. So, I mean, he's in no trouble right now. The thing about this is, like, fucking, dude, he just goes into the castle? Like,
he just slipped right. It's not a, yeah. It's kind of. I don't know if it's a castle, but it's like a.
Well, either way, he's like spying on these lords. He's not supposed to be there. Like, could he just has his fucking head cut off for this shit? Like,
you'd think.
Yeah. But then they're just like, huh, whatever. Come on in, Mr. Spy Guy.
What's up, you tall fuck?
Yeah. The master of the games, like, saw him. He's like, uh-oh, no.
No.
Go away. What are you doing? Go away. Just the look he gave him. Yeah. Marie Myers and Baylor's a smart guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, they find out that the sons are missing, and Dunk says, hey, hope they don't turn up dead.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Whoops.
This guy is dumb as fuck.
And everybody keeps calling him dumb. Dude, that girl fucking was like,
you're big and stupid.
Yeah. And then gave him 2 for flinching. Like, yeah. Like, she made him flinch like she was gonna hit him. That was great. I forgot her name, but
did they say her name?
I think she's like Ashlyn's daughter or something.
Oh
yeah.
So Baylor says that Duncan joined the games, or he doesn't see any reason if the master of the games says it's okay. But he does tell Dunk that since he's not Lord Arlen's blood heir or blood relative, he doesn't get to inherit the sigil, the family arms. He's got to change that shit.
Yeah. What to do?
So he watches another puppet show about Florian the Fool.
Oh, wait, he is a knight.
Because he's a big dumb.
Yeah.
All men are fools and all men are knights. When it comes to women.
Yep. And then Dunk's like, hey, you're tall like me, baby.
Yeah, Tansel Too Tall is what they called her.
Yeah. He's like, I'm Dunk the Tall, and she laughs at him. And then he tries kind of hitting on her and doesn't. He's just failing. Egg's helping him out, though. Good wingman, Egg.
You're just the right height. For what? It's like, yeah, for what?
For bending over.
For smooching?
Yeah, smooching. It would be. Yeah.
But
Egg helps him out and tells him we should put a big old elm tree on there.
Big old elm tree. Yeah.
And Doug wants a shooting star.
Get the sunset because the old man likes sunsets, and the elm tree because he took a big shit behind an elm tree, and a shooting star. Because that's how fast Dunk's Dukes fly out.
I should have put a little bird in the elm tree. He forgot that.
Yeah. Dunk and Egg banter a little bit in a tent. Egg asks if he'll ever be a knight one day. He's like, sure, why not? You're smart enough. He goes, well, I'm small for my age. Or everybody says I'm too small. And everybody said I was stupid. Like, and?
Yeah, because then he just stops. Yeah,
it's the best. I really like this show.
Thought you're what'd you do when people called you stupid? That's my business. Like, thought you're trying to help me.
Trying to help me. Help you what? Grow? What a dope. What a big lovable dope.
And the Baratheon guy, what's his first name?
Lionel.
Lionel Baratheon Laughing comes Storm. Over and tells him, hey, play some tug of war with your Sir Arlen's dick.
We're pushing and pulling rope. Yeah, Lionel pulls him in, gives him a nice smack on the ass, looking great. But that's where we get our other 3 cunt counts. Just Lionel during this.
I'm thirsty, you cunts.
I'm thirsty, cunt.
All right. Yeah, that's funny. He just walks away. It's quite the character.
I love him. I love everybody in this show so far. Except for except for the one Targaryen guy, the young guy.
Yeah.
He seems like a real prick.
Those Targaryens.
I mean, even the guy from the crabber guy, seems nice enough. Crab, he's not from a high house, but apparently his daddy's got money.
So right.
That's how he got his position.
Yep.
But it's evening time, and Dunk comes across an armorsmith, mm-hmm. old Steely Pate.
Yeah, who speaks to the third person?
Yeah,
old Steely Pate. You know,
he only sells his own stuff.
Yeah, only sells his own stuff. This guy must do real fast work. I mean, he needs it on tomorrow. That's mm-hmm. pretty fast.
He's got stuff in stock already, so he's just making like. Stuff
just need some adjustments, bigger yeah. straps,
800 stags for that shit.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't have 800. Oh, I'll give you 600 for your for the metal. It's like, I've got two.
So the thing is, like, if you win this tournament, you're like rich as fuck, because like I think it's like 40,000 gold dragons or some shit.
Holy shit.
Which is like a crazy amount of stags. Like, it's just mm-hmm. fucking like a shit ton of money.
I don't know what the exchange rate is, but yeah.
Yeah, I forgot, but it's just a crazy amount of money. Like, oh, okay. So I think that's right. I should probably look that up before I could be completely wrong about it. Probably like, oh, 4 gold dragons, not 40,000.
So
yeah, that price, that's wrong now that I say it out loud, but
40,000's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
The he ends up renting it for a day for 2 stags.
Yeah.
And Dunk is forced to sell his horse.
Yeah. Which, poor old Sweetfoot.
Why does he sell poor old Sweetfoot?
Well,
why doesn't he sell Thunder?
Thunder's the war horse. He needs that horse. Yeah.
What about the other brown horse?
That was just like an old fucking cunt. So that one just carries all their stuff.
Big cunt horse.
Yeah, and Sweetfoot was like the good one, that, you know, the easy one to ride for Sir mm-hmm. Arlen. So yeah, the whole Sweetfoot. Well, and he gave back. What a nice guy, man. You know, he loves animals.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave back a copper to give him some oats and an apple.
Oats and an apple.
And he took care of that other horse earlier.
Yeah,
nice fella.
I mean, they're all hung like this. It reminds me of my late sir.
Oh, man. Oh, you know that guy fucking earlier that was like, what, he did take care of that horse? And then that one guy was like, hey, are you fucking Balon? No, get the fuck Balon? Out of the way. Yeah. That balls on that guy. Like, Duncan is huge. Like, mm-hmm. for him to just, like, say that to him. That fucking dude, like, having a real bad day. It's a real bad stable boy day for that guy.
So yeah,
Sweetfoot's gone. Maybe we'll get him back.
Here's hoping. Yeah. But, yeah, they're Dunk and Egg are drinking again. And Dunk's talking about how Arlen lived for 60 years and was never a champion, but maybe if he could be champion of Ashford for an hour, a great house might take him in. Maybe even House Targaryen. And Egg mouths off again. Yeah. You think Targaryens are taking in many hedge knights. And that's when we find out, oh, Sir Donald's the son of a crabber. And Egg's like, his father owns half the crabbing fleet in Westeros.
Yeah.
I like fishing.
Yeah. His father's that one guy in the, you know, first season of Hot D. Yeah, or no, is it Hot D that fucking crabber dude is in?
Oh, the crab. Yeah. He'd be an ancestor.
Yeah. That's what they become.
So the opening of the games begin, and somebody, Ozzy Osbourne's a fish.
Yeah, that was a Tully. That's their sigil or whatever. You know, it was like a fish, you know, like the black fish.
Yeah.
The Tullys, they, yeah. So he's like, eat a fish.
And they,
crazy train!
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and this happens at night. So I'm reminded of season 8, episode 3 of GOT. So that's fun. I can't see anything. Like, oh who are these fucking guys? Like, can't see any of their sigils or anything, like their faces.
I didn't pay that much attention to their faces because it's like all fast paced and stuff. Yeah.
It was cool though. It wasn't like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah, there was torches. We do see Prince Valar, who is Baylor's son. I don't know if that's not the same guy because his hair was darker, wasn't it?
Yeah, it has to be a different guy for sure. Yeah.
So,
yeah, because the other guy was the brother. Makar's the brother.
Makar's the brother.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Valar's the son.
Valar's the son of Baylor.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the Valar isn't the same prick that thought Dunk was a stable boy.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. And I got Makar fucking mixed up. I'm an idiot. Right. No, right? They did not look like the same person.
Okay. I was just checking because
it was dark, like so night, I could be wrong.
Although it is interesting that Baylor and his son don't have light hair.
True.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. See, Jon Snow's dad? I don't know. That is weird, though.
Somebody slept with
maybe that's why Baylor maybe that's why Baylor's so nice. He's not a true Targaryen.
He's not full inbred.
Maybe we'll find out in Hot D. Ooh, the third season. Maybe we'll find out the lineage or something. Probably not.
How would we know?
because that's way
this
too.
This is before Hot D's before this.
That's true.
Although. Yeah, who knows? We don't know anything about anything. Dunk surmises that Prince Valar is the favorite, as he's Baylor's son. Egg says he'll take that bet because maybe the son's a prick too. Who knows?
See, I think Baylor and Valar are gonna die because, like, I thought I remembered that Aegon Targaryen was like the heir to the throne. So I'm thinking if they die, then Aegon is the next one up. Maybe everybody dies.
Well, Darion would have to be killed first.
Yeah.
Daeron or done fucked up day, Daeron.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. He dies too.
Just killing everybody.
Or he never just comes. Maybe that guy never comes back. Maybe he runs away. I don't know. Yeah. So.
A lot of speculating. We know nothing. Everyone we are not. Dies. We are not well versed. And Westeros lore. So as the jousting continues, we like these fast. What I really like about these is the way they filmed this opening is like way more fast paced than any other jousting games, like in House of the Dragon or Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like it's like right up there in your face and just a lot of rushing around. You're seeing the squires like lift up these lances and hand them up, get the helmets up and to the, you know, rehelm everybody. It's like, how the fuck is this little kid gonna squire for Dunk?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, he's just gonna get ran over. How's he gonna give a new lance if it breaks?
He's gonna be the lance.
Yeah, you're right. Use your shiny head to block.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because, like, obviously, when Aegon saw the Targaryens coming in, he wanted to leave. He's like, maybe I should go back to camp now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, during the jousting thing, he wanted to be on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. But then at a certain point, he wanted to get down because I guess he thought he'd be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes to the front, like, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, like, couldn't all those people see you? Like, yeah, I know you shaved your head, dude, but, like, okay. Is that all it takes? This fucking Superman? Like,
yeah. I mean, who knows? The only person who would know what they look like are the Targaryens, and they're way up there. They're not looking for the lost kid. They're like, yeah, we'll look for him tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess. It's dark.
After the games, we'll find him. They don't give a shit.
All I see is a shiny head.
Then we're back at camp, and Dunk's lamenting Arland not winning anything again. Does a great night's sleep in the hedges and buried beside a muddy road? I think not. They should have. He should have left his dick pointed up out of the ground, and that could have been the grave marker.
Oh man,
it's huge. It's just this huge fucking. But he lived for 60 years and was never a champion, but he raised Dunk to be an honorable man. None of these lords can remember his name. But come the morrow. Oh. They're going to.
On the morrow.
They're going to put some respect on that name.
That's right. I'm going to show him Sir Dunk the Tall.
Sir Dunk the Tall, smelling like shit. Everybody talks about how stinky he is.
Yeah.
You don't have the smell of a house knight.
Yep.
It's the nicest way to say, man, you fucking stink.
Uh-huh.
Like poop from a butt.
It's going to be hard to for him to hit on that girl as bad as he stinks.
Yeah. She's like, oh, light a match. And she lights her dragon puppet.
Oh, the poop knight.
Sir Dunk the Tall. At least I'm so tall that my head's far away from your big shitty ass. I feel bad for Egg.
Yeah.
Egg's right at ass height.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're just the right height. But what's up?
This is undignified, sir.
Yeah. Smells like eggs. Smells like me.
Yeah,
that's
so
the
egg.
Episode.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all there is.
That's kind of, that's what, that's the only thing that's disappointing. That's just, they're short. So.
Yeah. So is Egg.
Yeah.
I need flashcards to remember names at this point. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen with this one, but then the Targaryens show up and there's like fucking 80 of them.
Yep.
Like, I can't remember these guys' names. They have the worst names. Duncan Egg, I can remember. Lionel, I can remember.
Yeah. Like, Baylor, is Baylon? Is Baylon a guy? Wasn't he a dude? I don't know. There's another fucking Daemon. The fuck? Or I guess that was Daemon Lannister, but... No! You did, why? There's a different Daemon in a different show. Stop
only
confusing
one
me.
Person can be... And meanwhile, only... Oh, no, two people are named John in Game of Thrones. Never mind. You got 18 Aegons. Two Johns.
There's a ton of Aegons. Everybody's fucking Aegon.
Everybody fucks Aegon. The and to be fair, in Game of Thrones, one of the Johns dies off screen right away. So we only ever have to worry about one John.
Yeah. I was trying to think of who was the other John. John Arryn?
Yeah, John Arryn.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Until next time, I'm Tim.
And I'm Mike.
And now our watch is ended. Until next week, do not sit in the Ashford chair.
Yeah. Don't make your
don't
asshole
get your
Lance hole.
Don't get your lungs off beef chopped up.